good morning. This is a cannabis takeover. So do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special cannabis show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving. Welcome to Station WELTHL, better known as We Live the High Life or Deeper Steel, the Cannamaniac Connection, home of that extraterrestrial brother, dealer of funk and unity, raw cannabis talk, RCT, uncut talk, baby, the bomb. I'm coming to you directly from the Dicot Farms mothership, top of the green Milky Way. 50,000 watts of show enough cannabis talk. I want you to kick back, dig, while I do it to you in your eardrums. Who, me? I'm known as the King Cola, the Big Bud Cannabis Man. And my motto is, hey, make my talk the G-Funk. I wants to get funked up. I want the bomb. I want that G-Funk. I want my talk uncut. Yeah, baby, WELTHL, y'all. Now, this is what I want y'all to do. If you got faults, you got defects, you got things like arthritis, maybe rheumatism, or maybe even some migraines, whatever part of your body it is, I want you to just lay it on the radio right now. Let the vibes flow through, because raw cannabis talk, baby, it not only moves, it can remove, you dig? That desired effect is what you get when you improve your interplanetary smokesmanship. King Cola, I'm chocolate coated, I'm freaky, and I'm showing up habit forming. I'm doing it to you in 3D, so groovy that I dig me. Once upon a time, call now. Somebody said, hey, Cola, will weed ever be legal? I said, is 7-Up? Yeah. Cannamaniacs, Canna fans, welcome to the Cannabis Takeover.
Rated M for mature.
Live from the Dicot Farm Studios, where the grass is always greener, it's Arizona's voice of cannabis, Isaac Griffin.
This game is live. We are underway. Welcome to the Cannabis Kingdom. This is Living the Animals. We are powered by Weed Math. And man, I made the drive. So glad I did. I'm live down in Tucson, baby. Tucson, Arizona, home of Earth Healing. And all my cannamaniacs are out in full force. Can I hear from my ladies? This is why we're here, baby. We do it because we love the plant. My name is Isaac Griffin. They call me the King Cola, baby. I am the Big Bud Man. This is Cannabis Talk with a twist. We do it live every single day on 1100 AM KFNX. Here's the deal. They say the best ability is availability. And when I say that, all the big boys, the Rush Limbaughs and the Sean Hannitys, they at home taking the weekend off. You won't get caught up on what's going on in the news, but the King Cola, baby, does not sleep 24 hours. I'm tracking news and information for my cannamaniacs. And right now, it's Green Friday, and the cannabis industry, and that's what I like. It's not Black Friday anymore when it comes to the cannabis culture. It is now Green Friday. And what that means is there are all kind of specials going on down here at Earth Healing. See, what we did was something kind of cool. We decided to put the mothership in the air and bring it down to a wonderful Green Friday. We've landed in Tucson right now, and what I want to tell you, real simple, is get ready. I've got one heck of a show planned for you. One thing I've been looking at, too, and we're going to talk to some folks from over here at Earth Healing. I've got some CBD people coming in, and what's nice is this is the biggest one-day sale in the cannabis industry. Other than what, 420? Is there 420 is the biggest day, right? So 420 is the biggest day. This has to be the next biggest day. And you got to get excited because as I see just a piece of what's going on in this cannabis majority, I got to continue to remind you. We just came off a huge victory, ladies and gentlemen. We are now the majority. And when I say majority, we have 28 states right now that are permitting or will soon permit medical. A couple things they still need to do. But we have 28 states on board. We have 8 states, my friends, that have approved recreational use. So let me ask you a quick question. Why is it that the state is able to come in and seize kids from a parent who use cannabis? But there happens to be not one penalty for parents who use the ADHD drug like Adderall. Why is our culture and our community continuing to be abused while the pharmaceutical industry continues to thrive? I want to take a look at that today, kind of figure out what the heck is going on in this big thing that they call we should be free. When we get into this thing that they call cannabis, one thing I want to talk about is the state bureaucracy that's going on here in Arizona. If you look at the situation of what they're trying to do, and you look at the federal level, and you look at what Big Pharma is trying to do to us, and take us out of the game, excuse me, we found out a lot of things today, and over the course of the months, that opioids are the gateway. That's the gateway to serious drug use, heroin, cocaine, all the things that they say cannabis was notoriously being accused of. One thing I have to say, and I got to ask everybody a quick question. You know about what they're trying to do to us as far as our rights when it comes to Second Right Amendment, where if you have a medical cannabis card, they're telling us that we can't own a gun. It sounds like some folks didn't know that. Well, that's what this show is here to do. I want to make sure that every day I pound this. If it's windy, if you hear the wind, don't worry about it. I don't quit. This is live, and great information will go out today. When we start looking at our rights, it brings me back to a lady that I was just telling you about, where all she was trying to do was take care of her daughter. Let me give you a little story here. Her name is Kelsey Osborne. She's 23 years old. She was using cannabis on her 3-year-old as a last resort tactic. She had tried every other medication out there, and nothing was working. What she was able to do, and we're talking about Idaho now. That's where the Osbornes live with their 2 children. So what she did was, you can't get oil, you can't get these things in Idaho, which is notoriously just evil. So what she did was, she made her own can of butter. She made her own. And what she did was, she found that when she gave the can of butter to her little girl, who was 2 years old, by the name, her name was Riker. After she makes this cannabis butter, little Riker gets tested positive for cannabis at the doctor's office. Now, here's the question. They're not even clear why she was tested in the first place, which leads me to where I'm going. If you look at what's going on from a federal bureaucracy standpoint, they tested someone that they weren't supposed to test. Shortly afterwards, the state goons come in, protective services show up, and they remove Madison and her little brother from the home, place them in child care custody for the simple fact a mom who was trying to take care of her 2-year-old daughter. She went the Big Pharma route. She tried every medication she could find. Nothing worked. She heard about cannabis, made her own can of butter to help her child. So they test the child, the child comes back positive, and they take the child. Those are some of the things that we have to deal with in our community and as we make this run. We asked for legalization. We got it. We want freedom. We're not getting it. It seems like every time we take five steps forward, they come in and take some of our rights. We'll continue the heavy talk. It's Cannabis with a Twist. We're not live from the Dicot Farm Studio. Baby, we are live at Earth Healing in Tucson. The mothership has landed. We come back. We talk to Earth Healing. Get all the good news, good specials on the Green Friday.
Arizona Grassroots is now open in Scottsdale, and at AZ Grassroots, patients come first. On our extensive menu, you'll find over 40 strains to choose from, indicas, sativas, and hybrids, including our ERRL 710 Cup winner, OG18. For the most discreet patients who don't light up, visit our deli-style shop for a large selection of concentrates and edibles and rubs. So whether you're a first-time patient looking for answers or coming back to refill your prescription, our professional, knowledgeable bud tenders will help you choose the right medicine for your needs. Our patients love us because they get peace of mind knowing at AZ Grassroots they get the best quality medical marijuana at the lowest prices in Scottsdale. So the next time you need your medical marijuana prescription filled, walk into Arizona Grassroots, a state licensed dispensary conveniently located at 14980 North 78th Way, Suite 204 in Scottsdale at Northsite Shopping District near the intersection of Hayden and Raintree. Or call 480-420-3300. 480-420-3300 to set up an appointment. AZ Grassroots, where patients come first.
Cannabis has come a long way lately. At Dicot Farms, we're working hard at growing the very best. We love what we do, and we think it shows every step of the way. It's all about the process as much as the passion. It's all organic and zero synthetics. It's all about microbes and microscopes. Green leaves, green grass, and a result that's, well, transcendent. Our method is meticulous from planting to harvest. We recreate nature's own process in brewing our compost tea to cultivate a healthy plant right from the start and use proven genetics to nurture the aroma, flavor, and, of course, potency. We take immense pride in the quality and vitality of our plants because we're more than a farm. We're like family. We take care of each other, and we think you'll enjoy our plants as much as we do. The grass is greener at Dicot Farms, where we grow only the finest organic cannabis. Ask about Dicot Farms at your local dispensary today. Remember, Dicot Farms, we're more than a farm. We're like family. Ask about us at your local dispensary today.
Phoenix Hydro wants you to know that if you want to grow an empire, visit the store that's different from all other hydroponic stores out there. Let the Phoenix Hydro team use their superior customer service and experience to help you grow. They cater to growers of all abilities, from the beginning hobbyist to the master grower, even commercial. Phoenix Hydro wants you to achieve your greatest yields. And to help you get there, they specialize in both soil and soilless cultivation techniques, which include aeroponic and hydroponic systems. And when it's time to plant, you'll find grow lighting, odor control, ventilation, AC environmental controllers, nutrients and supplements, and pest control. So if you're tired of poor customer service and paying more, visit Phoenix Hydro online at phxhydro.com or stop by and see Josh or JP. And if you don't see what you want, Phoenix Hydro would be happy to order it for you. Phoenix Hydro, when you need to know what's going on with your grow. phxhydro.com.
Man, this is Tommy John. When I'm in Arizona, I'm living the high life with Isaac Griffin.
The mothership has landed. And when I say landed, we are in Tucson, baby, and having a ball. Weather's beautiful, just about 75 degrees. What more could you ask for? And when I say a good time, when we drove down, let me just share this real quick. This is my first time the King Cole has come down to Tucson. I've been all over Arizona. First time to Tucson. And let me say one thing about the drive, beautiful drive down, just about an hour, hour and a half down from Phoenix. I will be back because I'm all about the people. And when I hit this dispensary, Earth Healing is what I'm talking about, and the parking lot was full, and they told me it was already lines at 8 in the morning for Green Friday. And then after meeting everyone and shaking hands and hanging out in the lobby, what I found is that our cannabis community is one of a kind. We deserve everything that we have and more.
And that's why having an opportunity to bring the show down here and do it live in Tucson meant so much, not only to me as the King Cola and putting out the information, but it's good to come down here and see other people. I keep telling you, the key to our culture and where we're going next, it's going to be diversity and education, and I want to do both. We are the only interactive show, just so you know, in the country. Every day, you will get good cannabis news and information with a twist. Today, I'm proud to be in a very special place. I'm about to talk to someone that I had an opportunity to meet just recently. And there's something about people. It's a thing they call energy. And certain people have that energy. And once you sit down, see, I often travel. And people think I'm crazy. I'm a big energy guy. And I keep my Chevrolingam rock with me, stone, at all times because of the energy. And it's great energy. And I get a feeling. And when this lady sat next to me, I got the same feeling. And that's a good feeling. And her name is Vicky Pushi Savita. And she's the owner of Earth Healing. Let me say welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Well, you know, if I was doing any better right now, Vicky, I'd be walking on water.
Nice.
But I got to stay humble because, you know, everybody here is so wonderful. You've got an awesome dispensary here at Earth Healing. And let me ask you this. How'd you get to be number one?
Our patients made us number one. All thanks to them. They're the ones.
So now when I look around and I see so many people that you're helping, a lot of people think that when dispensary owners, people get in the game, it's all about the money. And I'm sure there are many in it for that angle. When I met you and we spoke for just a moment, you were a realtor before all of this.
Yes, I was.
And what part did you do? Big business, commercial, homes? What was your specialty?
My specialty was new subdivisions, okay. New construction.
So now you're doing well. Things are happening. What made you start to eat? Because right now people would say successful realtor.
Yes.
Doing well. No way she uses cannabis.
Oh,
what
yes,
happened
I
to
do.
make you use cannabis at that time being a realtor?
I got sick.
Okay.
I got sick from my pancreas, and I was getting very tired, and somebody, I guess my doctor, told me to try cannabis, and I did, and I fell in love with it because it helps me feel better, and I realized it helped other people feel better, and I decided I needed a change, so I applied, just like many other people did.
But you know, when you start talking about applying, take us through that moment when you tried it. Did you try any other medications and they didn't work? Did you stumble on the cannabis? What happened?
One of my doctors told me and my husband that I would end up being a morphine addict, and I just needed to get used to that, and he needed to get used to that, and I decided I didn't want to even touch it if it was just going to make me a zombie for the rest of my life. Another doctor suggested cannabis, and I tried it, and it helped me have a lifestyle with less pain. And I just fell in love. It became a passion of mine. I started studying on it, and then I went through the process.
Now, what was the process? Are you saying the process to get the dispensary? Is there an education process there?
Yes. Arizona had voted in favor of medical marijuana. And so I went and I leased commercial buildings, being a real estate agent. But the governor of Arizona sued the state. And so we had to wait for 2 years.
Right.
And that was...
That knocked a lot of people out of the game, too.
It almost knocked me out. I was penniless when I was awarded the license. I had spent all my investment on acquiring the license.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just by the grace of God and these beautiful people that came from day one, and more people came, and all we tried to do is give them the best service. And it is a passion.
It's a passion for every employee that works here.
And folks, that's what I want to get back to. This is a passion. And even with me, it's not about the money. I do this because, man, I got the biggest target on my back in this industry right now. And the one thing that the reason I don't care is because of great people like this. Right now, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the finest in Cannabis Talk with a Twist. I'm talking with Vicky Pucci Cevada. She's the owner of Earth Healing Dispensary. Great story on how she got here, why she owns it. Wasn't about the money. Now, all of a sudden, though, Vicky, you're looking at a situation where you have an opportunity to provide medicine to people. What have you seen as far as changing lives? Do people coming in, what kind of people are you helping?
I'm helping all kinds of people, sick people, people, veterans, people with PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of PTSD patients, and we welcome them all. We have older people, younger people. Sometimes we've had children come in.
Now, in the process of working with children, isn't there some other steps that you need to go through? Because I would like everybody to know, because you can hear our station loud and clear here in Tucson. So anybody in Tucson, I want you to know that there's a great place for you to come. Children, parents who have children who need the kind of help and therapy, you can provide that.
Absolutely. Absolutely, we do. And we have.
And when you look at where you are now and where you're going, I see so many great products in there. Tell us a little bit about everything from concentrates to your edibles to great flower. Everything that you need is in one place. Tell me a little bit about everything that you're doing in there.
Well, it takes a village, first of all. So we are growing some fantastic flower, and we have a great team, but we are also trying to get in whatever helps the public, whether we make it or not.
Mm-hmm.
We're constantly trying to do a little bit of research and welcoming other distributors. I'd love to have everything in every way possible for our patients.
Now, you do the CBD lines. You have all of that for great CBD people who need that.
Yes, we do. We carry CBD on. We do. We carry the CBD. We have one-on-one CBD with THC.
Now, tell me a little bit about the process, because when I came through, I saw a lot of great things. Take me through the process, your bud tenders, about how they care for the patients.
They go through a training before they come out on the floor.
Okay.
And the number one priority.
Diversity, education, being able to cross that bridge to open this up for everyone. Right now, we are talking with Vicky Pucci Cevada. She's the owner of Earth Healing here in Tucson, the number one dispensary in the Tucson area. If I'm going to go anywhere when I'm down here, I'm going to visit right now the King Cola, me. I'm thumb up in this one simply because I've got the energy. It's what I like to feel, and I don't thumb up everything. You folks who know me, if I believe in it, I talk about it. Let me say this. What do you want to say to your patients, all your people here and those that are listening right now, because they put you in such a great position?
I just want to say thank you so very much. I love you all, and I appreciate you. Yes, indeed.
I'm telling you, you've got great energy.
So do you.
Arizona News Radio, a tragic day after Thanksgiving this morning. At least one person dead, several hurt in a wrong-way head-on crash on I-10 in Goodyear involving a Greyhound bus. No word yet if impairment was a factor. Police say tire failure may be to blame for a fatal traffic accident that shut down the northbound I-17 in North Phoenix Wednesday. DPS said the truck was pulling a trailer, blew that tire, driver lost control and wasn't wearing a seatbelt.
In this case, he was partially ejected, but partial is as bad as fully.
And an elderly man falling to his death while hiking Lookout Mountain in Phoenix Wednesday. Fire Captain Rob McDade says the man was in his early 70s, veered off the trail for some reason. He says it can be rough.
It's challenging even to our folks. Our firefighters have to stay in shape, and we're talking about people that need to be in shape for a living. And when I see them come off the mountain drenched in sweat...
Wildcats hosting the Sun Devils in the 90th meeting of the Territorial Cup tonight. Kickoff at 8:30. Ram Sports from your Arizona Ram dealers. I'm John Gilliland. This is Arizona News.
This check of York Avenex traffic, once again, a service of a foundation for a better life. Look for a collision 16th Street at Buckeye. We also have a wreck 19th Avenue at Northern, and you're still going to find some delays eastbound I-10, 27th Avenue into the tunnel. Winston Churchill's words stirred his country in the face of defeat. Today, they inspire us to reach for our own victories. Commitment. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center for Black Friday, we can expect sunny skies and a high of 76. It'll be clear tonight with a low of 54. And have a partly sunny Saturday with a high of 74. A partly cloudy sky Saturday night with a low of 51. There's a chance of an afternoon shower Sunday. It'll be partly sunny with a high of 63. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently here in Midtown, 68 degrees. Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, coming up on location, more Living the High Life with your host, Isaac Griffin. You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. I'm Chet Reynolds, and you're up to date.
There's a great new world of cannabis oils and concentrates available, and patients are turning to Kind Concentrates for the best concentrates for every lifestyle. The future of cannabis is KIND Concentrates. They focus on the highest quality of botanical medicines sourced from organic live soil plants for their live resin CBD shatter wax oil and crumble. Kind Concentrate specializes in clear and live resin, some of the most potent products available. Both are 100% solvent-free cannabis concentrates, unmatched in their potency, purity, and flavor, tested at over 70 to 80% THC. Not sure where to start? Try their ERRL 710 Cup winner for best non-solvent indica, Kind Concentrate's live resin in Northern Lights, for a robust terpene profile and sublime medicating experience. This is just one of Kind's six award wins at this year's ERRL 710 Cup, including Best Vape Pen, Best CBD Concentrate, and Best Sativa Non-Solvent. Kind makes it easier to try their products. Each week, they host their signature Clear Days event at a different dispensary where you can buy one, get one free on Kind Clear and Live Resin. Check out Kind's events calendar at kindconcentrates.com and click on events to learn more. Kind Concentrates for every lifestyle.
Living the High Life, Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Sophisticated cannabis talk with the king of cannabis, Isaac Griffin. Finally, a cannabis show you can trust. Living the High Life, weekdays at 10 a.m. Park is Arizona's number one dispensary, centrally located just a few blocks west of the 143 at 4201 East University Drive. Park was voted the number one dispensary of Arizona by Leafly and Arizona's patients. Park offers the highest quality of top shelf strains at the lowest prices found in the state. First time patients get a free gram with purchase. Connect with Arizona's number one dispensary on Leafly, all social media, and parkdispensary.com. parkdispensary.com.
Man, this is Tommy John. When I'm in Arizona, I'm living the high life with Isaac Griffin.
Open up the champagne. Pop.
Look at that.
Yeah! You're listening to Living the High Life with your host, Isaac Griffin, on the LTHL Network. To reach Isaac, call 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369. And now, here's Isaac.
Oh, the mothership has landed down in Tucson. Feeling good, too, folks. Feels good to be out in Tucson. Give me some air. There we go. There we go. Big Daddy's locked in now. King Cola, bringing you all the love you need when you get to Cannabis Talk. That's what I do. I do it every day, every single day. The nation's only cannabis talk show. We're reaching about 25,000 Cannamaniacs and listeners every single week. We're doing it, baby. We're balling. Having fun doing what we do. By the way, this is probably my next guest, and I'm bringing him in. His name is Sean Robertson, and he is the general manager over at Dr. Referrals. And the reason I wanted him to come on is so many great things happening right now. Listen, you got to get legal. It's that simple. And if you only
Sean, it was a little hairy for a minute.
It was a little bit.
It was a little hairy.
Real close.
Now, tell the truth. You really didn't want it to pass, did you? Tell the truth.
I don't know.
I wouldn't.
It had its pros and cons.
Yeah. Well, here's why I asked him that. See, folks, when you run a medical marijuana card certification business and you manage it like Sean, all of a sudden, when legalization did not pass, what started to happen?
We don't even have room in the appointment books. But we squeeze everyone in. We make something happen.
And that's a good thing. That's what I wanted to talk with you about. Tell the folks why it's so important, not only from a medical standpoint, but from a legal standpoint, to get carded up.
Anything. You don't want to get in trouble for something as simple as, a plant. Something that really helps you through your everyday life. A lot of people come in and they say it changes their life. They're foggy from all these opiates. They say, come back to Renew. They're not taking all the same prescriptions and everything, and they feel like they can almost live their life and get out of that fog.
And what do you see the most? I mean, people coming in, you handle everything from what? Chronic pain to what?
Chronic pain all the way to, cancer, glaucoma. You got the little ones, like you were talking earlier,
that
they have epilepsy.
You take care of that too?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Wow.
Of course.
Hold it right there, folks. See, there's some contradiction out there about children and cannabis. There's ways that you can get this done. Sean, real quick, if there's some parents out there in the area here, Phoenix, because you guys got locations everywhere.
Of course.
What do you suggest for my parents out there that are wondering, what do I do next? I want to use cannabis to help my child.
The best thing is call any of our offices, and then we can get you going in the right direction, tell you what's going to be the next step, where you want to go from there, who you need to speak to, what paperwork needs to get filled out, and we'll basically walk you through it.
Now, what if I need a doctor? You got a doctor on staff?
Yeah, we have a doctor on staff 5 to 6 days a week, depending on which location. And then you come on in and bring in any of your medical records you have from the past 12 months.
What if I don't have any medical records?
Say, you know, insurance is a mess itself. You haven't made it to the doctor in the last 12 months, anything like that, and you just have severe and chronic pain. That's definitely something our doctors can, do an exam in-house and possibly diagnose on site. Course, if we need more records or anything like that, or the doctor suggests, hey, we need some x-rays, go get those done, bring back the report to us, and then we can go over it from there.
That's what I'm talking about. So, folks, if I leave you with anything, get legal. I know right now the cards are $300. I know there's a lot of yakking about that. I told you there's a civil lawsuit right now that if you hold a marijuana card in Arizona, there's a good chance you're going to be getting some money back on this civil lawsuit. A lot of people don't even know it's existing. That's why this show is letting you know. It's happening right now. My buddy Steve White is the attorney of record on that, and I'll keep you more informed on how you can get some of your money back. Now, one thing.
You need to bring into the office with you, because that's the last thing we want to do is have someone come in, have to run around town, get what they want, waste the whole day when we could easily get you in and out, in 30 to 45 minutes if you have everything right and prepped and ready to go.
There we go. That's my man. And if you're just tuning in, 1100 AM, where you find Cannabis Talk with a Twist, the only place in Phoenix, Arizona, where you go to terrestrial radio and you can get Cannabis Talk, find out what's going on in the industry, and I will make sure, the King Cola will make sure that you always get your cannabis news first. Sean, thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you, big guy.
Any day.
Get your butts out there. Get legal. I promise you, it will save you in the end. Check out Dr. Referrals. They'll do it real quick. Veterans, make sure you head over. Good discounts, good things happening. By the way, on that conversation, I got to get this out to my cannamaniacs that are hanging out and also locked in. Thank you for listening always. But check this out. We were talking about doctors and doctor's orders. And I did a show the other day where there's a gag order on doctors. They're not allowed to recommend and things like that. Well, of course, the one thing that really concerns me is, let me just ask this question. They call this medical, right? It's medical. Anybody out here got insurance? Now, when you get your other medicine, do your health insurer take care of it? I mean, if you had to go to the doctor right now and you had to get hypothetically some Tylenol from Walgreens, from the pharmacist, would your insurance take care of that? Yeah. So why are we not pushing as a cannabis community? And it's happening in some places for some people where employers are forcing their insurance to pay for medical cannabis. That's something we're going to be talking about in the coming weeks in the show, because something like that is important. If you're going to call it medical, shouldn't we, as a community, get the same type of treatment that everyone else that goes to get their meds? Wouldn't it be nice to have your insurance pay for this? How cool would that be? Now, I know there's some things in the work where they're also going to talk about where they give you the money back. You know, you pay, they'll give it back to you. But right now, those are some things we have to start taking a look at, along with marijuana cards and gun control. Right now, joining me real quick, you know, a lot of people don't know this department really exists. And it's probably one of the finest departments, if you're in this industry, that you can be a part of. You notice that cannabis doesn't just walk around and appear. It has to grow. It has to go through a process. And Amy handles the wholesale here at Earth Healing. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. So what does a wholesale manager actually do, so my folks out there can get an understanding of what your job is? Maybe someone else would like to do it.
Okay. With wholesale, it's either acquiring medicine from other dispensaries, or in our case, we are selling our products to other dispensaries throughout the state of Arizona.
You know, it's a lot of people locked up for what you just said.
That's the truth, yeah.
So you actually will get product in, get the flower in.
Yeah, the bigger part right now, though, we are we're wholesaling throughout the entire state of Arizona.
Wow.
We have Earth Faith cartridges.
That's the hot new thing.
Yes. We also have Shatter. We have Crumble. We have a new product that we're calling Earth Gold Distillate.
Okay.
Which our extractor can tell you a little bit more about that, but they're coming in full gram, solventless, up to 97% THC, the purest form of THC you can get.
97%? I'm going to be talking to that guy?
Yeah, you're going to be talking to him. Cow. He's sitting here next to me.
Now what are you noticing, too, as a wholesaler? And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about a couple of things. One, potency. I know there's a lot of talk about potency. How important is potency to you? And when do you think it's going to stop?
I think potency is very, very important. I don't think it's going to stop. I think there's a new, until Arizona becomes a state mandatory testing state, I think that patients, it's for their benefit to, when we test our medicine, mm-hmm. to see potency as well as cannabinoid profile, as well as terpene profile, particularly with the distillates and the vape cartridges that we are now selling. The terpenes are very, very important, and there's so much medical use from the terpenes themselves.
Sure. Last question as we go into a quick break. And real quick, I'm talking with Amy. She handles the wholesale down here at Earth Healing in Tucson. Amy, when you look at where you have to go and what you have to do with this industry
mm-hmm.
right now, what do you feel you have to concentrate on for your patients?
I think you hit it on it earlier, but education is so, so key, and then there's so much out there that depending on what patients are getting their education. So I think a part of the dispensary and the model going forward is definitely education on terpenes, on different ingestion methods, to debunk some of those myths that are out there and help progress the rest of the country. So I think we're in a spot to do that.
We're in a pretty good place right now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely in a good place.
All right, folks, we'll take a quick time out. We'll be right back. You listen to the finest in cannabis talk with a twist. Living High Life with Ken Gola, the Big Bud Man. Stick around.
Hey.
Arizona Grassroots is now open in Scottsdale, and at AZ Grassroots, patients come first. On our extensive menu, you'll find over 40 strains to choose from, indicas, sativas, and hybrids, including our ERRL 710 Cup winner, OG18. For the most discreet patients who don't light up, visit our deli-style shop for a large selection of concentrates and edibles and rubs. So whether you're a first-time patient looking for answers or coming back to refill your prescription, our professional, knowledgeable bud tenders will help you choose the right medicine for your needs. Our patients love us because they get peace of mind knowing at AZ Grassroots they get the best quality medical marijuana at the lowest prices in Scottsdale. So the next time you need your medical marijuana prescription filled, walk into Arizona Grassroots, a state-licensed dispensary conveniently located at 14980 North 78th Way, Suite 204 in Scottsdale at Northsite Shopping District near the intersection of Hayden and Raintree. Or call 480-420-3300. 480-420-3300 to set up an appointment. AZ Grassroots, where patients come first.
Cannabis has come a long way lately. At Dicot Farms, we're working hard at growing the very best. We love what we do, and we think it shows every step of the way. It's all about the process as much as the passion. It's all organic and zero synthetics. It's all about microbes and microscopes. Green leaves, green grass, and a result that's, well, transcendent. Our method is meticulous from planting to harvest. We recreate nature's own process in brewing our compost tea to cultivate a healthy plant right from the start and use proven genetics to nurture the aroma, flavor, and, of course, potency. We take immense pride in the quality and vitality of our plants because we're more than a farm. We're like family. We take care of each other. And we think you'll enjoy our plants as much as we do. The grass is greener at Dicot Farms, where we grow only the finest organic cannabis. Ask about Dicot Farms at your local dispensary today. Remember, Dicot Farms, we're more than a farm. We're like family. Ask about us at your local dispensary today.
Thanks, Bros, and we're seeing the quality of life for Arizonans who need medicinal marijuana for pain management. We offer a full range of consistently dosed, highly absorbent, strain-specific edibles, like THC syrup with accurate dosing, so you get the right amount of medicine every time. We also have 7 varieties of hand-infused hash oil gummies and 3 different strengths that are propylene glycol-free and never sprayed. Go to BakedBros.com to find the nearest dispensary and to download our guide to marijuana edibles. Go to BakedBros.com to find the nearest dispensary. Baked Bros, a sincere dedication to medication.
At Earth Healing in Tucson, we believe Mother Nature makes the best medicine. Earth's Healing combines low prices with the highest quality of medicine. Check out our brands.
Earth Dabs Shatter and Wax.
And Earth Vapes Solvent-Free Oil Cartridges.
Available in 300,
500,
and 800 milligrams.
And priced to please.
All new patients get a free gram of their choice.
And veterans, seniors, and students get a 10% discount.
Visit earthshealing.org.
Or in person at 2075 East Benson Highway in Tucson. We're worth the drive.
Man, this is Tommy John. When I'm in Arizona, I'm living the high life with Isaac Griffin.
Now back to the voice of the cannabis community, Isaac Griffin, with the last segment of today's Living the High Life.
Welcome back to the show. Good to be with you. King Cola has landed a mothership in Tucson, and I couldn't be more happier about where I am right now with the people and the wonderful Cannamaniacs down here at Earth Healing on a green Friday. What a great day to be alive, folks. I'm telling you, I don't care if it's windy, rainy, I was coming to play. That's all I know how to do is get out. Because, again, the best ability sometimes is availability. And we're hanging out down at Earth Healing, and it's been a good day. We're talking a little bit of everybody that's involved with making this such a great place down here in Tucson. Right now, Eddie the Extractor has taken the hot seat. He's over there. By the way, fourth quarter is brought to you by my friends over at Adidas. So make sure you get online, adidas.com, just in time for Christmas. You get a chance to hang out, get that new three-stripe hemp shoe, visit your local Foot Locker dealer, or simply go online, adidas.com. So, come on, Eddie. I mean, you're making the best stuff in the world now. Tell us what's going on with this new Earth vape we got here.
You know, it's just a more discreet way to smoke cannabis oil now. A lot of people are liking it.
Well, I heard something about potency, though. What's up with potency?
It's made with concentrated cannabis oil.
Okay.
So it's definitely going to be more potent than, like, smoking flower or, you know, just smoking a joint.
Now, to everybody listening and those looking and checking him out through Facebook Live, Periscope, and everywhere else, he looks like he's about 12 years old. So I had to ask him, I'm like, Eddie, come on, man. How long you been doing this? He said, no, I'm 21, King Cole, I'm 21. Again, how long you been doing this?
I've been doing it for about 2 years.
Okay. Now, what made you get into this?
Family business, and I also use the product every day, so I'm really interested in it.
So, as we talk about this, I heard something about 97%?
Yeah, one of our test results came back in 97% total active cannabinoids.
And what's that mean to my people out there that are listening and watching right now? Never heard anything about vaping. They hear 97%. Explain what that means to the people.
97% just means that all of the cannabinoids added together equal 97% total volume. So maybe like 93% of that's going to be THC, maybe 2% of that's going to be CBD, and then the remainder will be, you know, CBN, CBG, all the other cannabinoids that are helpful.
Now, there's so many folks out here doing concentrate. Why'd you get into the game and jump into that competitive crew?
You know, a lot of people do it for different reasons. I personally did it for health reasons.
Okay.
I was smoking a lot of weed, and my lungs were
starting to
hurt. Cannabis. And my lungs started to hurt, and you know, I do a lot of working out, play basketball, and it just wasn't working, so I started to dab, and I felt immediately after a few days, I felt, you know, my lungs getting back to normal. You only need a little bit, you know, and it'll last you 3 hours, 4 hours. You don't need to keep smoking all day long.
Okay. Now you're starting to hear, and where I want to go now is exactly what Eddie just talked about. There's a strength component to dabbing and things like that, and a lot of people are starting to take this the wrong way. It's not about how lifted you can get, how high you can get. That's not what dabbing is about. Eddie, take a moment, talk to the Cannamaniacs, explain the importance of dabbing in our culture right now.
You know, with the stuff that we're making right now, the distillate, it's a lot healthier. It really is going to be the future of smoking cannabis oil. There's no carcinogens, there's no fats, and there's no lipids. And those are all, you know, cancer-causing agents. Obviously, marijuana isn't cancerous.
Right.
Cancer-fighting, but those agents are still harmful for your lungs. So, ultimately, it is, you know, the healthiest way, and you don't need much, you know, to take you such a long way. It's just so much more convenient, especially if you have a busy work day, a busy schedule. You just got to do a little dab and be done.
In the morning, a little dab will do you?
Exactly. A little dab in the morning, a little dab at night, and you're done. And you're good.
All right. Right now, folks, you're locked in. The mothership has landed in Tucson as we are now at Earth Healing talking about some extract, distillate, concentrate. Now, this isn't that old butane stuff, is it?
No. This is solvent-free.
Solvent-free. What's that mean?
Solventless.
Solventless. I know what it means, but tell my folks out here, because these are the folks purchasing it, tell them why it's so special.
So there are no solvents in this whatsoever.
Nothing.
No butane, no ethanol, nothing at all. It's completely solvent-free.
Super clean.
Yeah, 100%.
Man, this is my stuff. I told you, I'm loving it. I tried it. Tastes good. The feeling is immediate. And like Big E said, man, I can still enjoy my day with no problemo. I'm keeping it in my pocket, and whenever I need to get that monkey off my back, we good. Now, here's one thing, too, as we close out our show, and it's been a great show. I want to talk about first-timers. A lot of people want to get in and find out about dabbing. What do you recommend as steps to dabbing? Do you recommend, hey, just jump into deep water?
Absolutely not. I do not recommend dabbing for the first time. If you haven't smoked weed, you should definitely start cannabis first.
Thank
using
you.
Flower. See where, you know, regulate yourself there. And the more you smoke cannabis, then the more you can move up, you know, to hash or, you know, shatter or, you know, distillate is like kind of like the top right now.
It's, okay. Now, here's one thing I got to get you into, Eddie, because you talked about it earlier, and I think this is an education piece for my Cannamaniacs and the patients that are here now. A tolerance level. Everybody gets to a tolerance level.
Yeah.
No matter how much flower you smoke, at a point you're going to be like, it ain't doing the same thing. At that point, a lot of people are looking for the next phase. And when I say the next phase, it could be better pain management. What do you suggest there? A little shatter on the flower? What do you think?
some effects. But CBD, ultimately, if you have access to, you know, crystalline CBD or just isolated high amounts of CBD, you need to mix it with THC too.
Bingo.
But
I've been saying that forever.
You do. You definitely need to mix it with some type of form of THC for it to actually, you know, come into, for it to actually work. And there's bombs that work, you know, with CBD, but if you want it in your system fast and you really want it strong, that's the way to do it.
Man, I've been telling you folks that forever. I'm not mad at CBD, but I think you got to have that ratio of THC simply because of the way the CB1 and CB2 reactors work. But that CB1 reactor, you can stick that key in with CBD, but the lock doesn't turn until it says CBD THC.
Absolutely.
Bingo. That's how we do it. Man, I'm glad you stopped in, Eddie. This is phenomenal. What else do you have on the drawing board?
Right now we sell the raw form of that, what you're holding right there, mm-hmm. which is just a distillate mixed with all organic terpenes. And that's like my favorite. That's my go-to, yeah.
The one is my favorite, too.
Absolutely.
Great minds think alike. Eddie, thank you very much, man. Continue success with what you do. Keep brewing. Keep doing it. Keep making the patients happy the way you're doing. They're hanging out simply because of what you guys are doing here.
Yeah, definitely.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, I got a couple minutes. And normally, Clyde, we got a couple more shirts. Make sure they get them. Give them to people. I want people to be happy. One, we came down here. I had a wonderful, wonderful time. The mothership came down. I want to come back and do it again. And I want to make it clear. You know, in Tucson, you can pick up the 50,000-watt powerhouse. You can get it. We had no problem coming all the way down. We heard it loud and clear. Don't worry, we are booming here in Tucson in the University of Arizona. But this is something I want my guys and my Canamaniacs to take away from the show today. Don't overdo it. Come down to Tucson. You'll get some of the most premium flower. Anything in the cannabis world. I've been on the air. See you soon.
Sublingual spray with a minty flavor you'll love. It's taking over the country. Now you can be discreet when you want to feel good. No matter where you are, a couple of sprays under your tongue and you'll be ready for anything. Drift gives you that right amount of THC in every spray for maximum benefit. And the best part about Drift, nobody knows you're drifting. Drift, available at all local dispensaries.
Come on in to Uncle Herb's Health Center, located at 200 North Tonto Street in Payson, Arizona. First-time customers receive 25% off their first purchase, and loyal customers get to take advantage of our crazy low sales prices on flower, concentrates, and Uncle Herb's medibles. Open 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. 7 days a week. We concentrate on education and getting the medicine that is best for you. Take a trip up the hill to the biggest little dispensary in Arizona, Uncle Herb's Health Center. Tell them Chef Francis sent you.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations.